Were they in the wrong place at the wrong time? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's part of the investigation into four Americans attacked in Mexico Friday.
Here it appears the four Americans were shot by a mistake, that the gunman mistook them for associates working with a rival gang rather than being targeted for kidnapping because they were American.
The video shows a woman abducted and the other three perhaps wounded or dead being dragged and put onto a pickup truck.
So according to family members in South Carolina, Lativia Washington McGee, a mother of six, had returned to Mexico for a second medical procedure accompanied by three friends. She went to Matamoros for a tummy tuck,
Fox's William,
that costs thousands less in Mexico than the U.S.
Fox's William Lajeunesse. Nearly two dozen protesters charged with domestic terrorism are due in court today in Atlanta over a violent demonstration Sunday at the construction of a police training center. All but two are from out of state. One, who's from Georgia, is
Thomas Webb Juergens, a lawyer for the Southern Poverty Law Center, the nonprofit legal advocacy organization.
Now, the center tells Fox's Charles Watson in Atlanta.
The employee is an experienced legal observer, and their arrest is not evidence of any crime, but of heavy-handed law enforcement intervention against protesters.
Dr. Anthony Fauci's under more scrutiny after House Republicans made public emails showing the then Trump COVID advisor in February 2020 spearheaded a scientific paper to discredit any theory the virus leaked from a Chinese lab.
And right after that, he gets a thank you from Peter Daszak of EcoHealth Alliance, who does coronavirus research in the Wuhan lab, saying thank you for saying that.
Congressman Brad Winstrup is leading a pandemic origins investigation and agrees with FBI and Energy Department assessments COVID likely did leak from that lab. We're about to hear from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell testifying at the Senate about the economy and further interest rate hikes to drive down persistently high inflation. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Now on Wall Street, they'll be listening closely to Fed Chairman Jerome Powell's testimony about the start of the Senate. Tomorrow, he'll appear at a House hearing.
He is expected to be hit hard on questions on inflation and further rate hikes. Recent data have prompted some of Powell's colleagues to wonder why the Fed's aggressive interest rate increases have not had more of an impact on the economy. It will be Powell's first testimony since Republicans took control of the House.
That's Fox's Hillary Barsky. Stocks have now dropped. The Dow is falling 130 points. The NASDAQ is also down 65. The S&P 500 off by 22. Walgreens stock down slightly, dropping a second day after losing a customer.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the state won't do business with Walgreens days after the pharmacy chain said it would not dispense abortion pills in some Republican-dominated states. The governor's office says all relationships between Walgreens and the state are under review. Last week, Walgreens said it would not dispense abortion pills in 20 states, including states where abortion remains legal, where the Republican attorneys general have warned of it risking breaking the law if it sold the pills. Walgreens clarified the statement, saying it would dispense the abortion pill mifepristone wherever it was legal to do so. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
JetBlue says it expects the Justice Department to file suit trying to block JetBlue's merger with Spirit Airlines.
The Transportation Department is also reviewing the merger. JetBlue won a bidding war for Spirit. The two companies have offered to sell Spirit's operations in Boston and New York and some in Florida to answer antitrust concerns.
Fox's Jenny Casola. The price of oil's down this morning. It's still, though, about $80 a barrel after rising back over the mark yesterday. As gas goes up another penny, AAA's national average for regular, it's at now $3.41 a gallon. That's 6 cents more than a week ago, but still 4 cents cheaper than a month ago. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.